Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Humboldt County is telling a story to the world, but is it the right message? Not everyone has a Netflix account, but by now you have probably heard of a TV documentary called Murder Mountain. The several-episode series aims to cast light on the darker side of Humboldt's marijuana trade. While Murder Mountain is melodramatic and a bit over the top for myself, it's important to recognize that the series is advertising our area to the rest of the world. This type of advertising will deliver consequences, potentially, for years to come. While the unique stories uncovered by the Netflix series may bring some curious tourists, I'm concerned it might drive away potential college students from attending our institutions, as moms and dads that watch the show and not knowing anything else about Humboldt might say, "No way you were going there." The great business coach, Ed Milet, teaches that facts tell and stories sell. The stories we tell the world about Humboldt County are what will bring tourists here, which is why I'm concerned that the Eureka City Council is considering removing the $400,000 that typically is used by the Humboldt Convention and Visitors Bureau to advertise the redwoods and the natural wonders that traditionally have brought people to our area. Over the years, the Bureau has used these funds to encourage visitors from around the world to visit the tallest trees. Over the years, I'm sure the Bureau has made some great connections and relationships across the globe that have been good for Humboldt County's economy, as visiting tourists pay for hotel stays, eat at local restaurants, and, of course, shop at our local stores. As typically happens when a radical bunch is voted into office, rash decisions that are often not well considered become the norm. Do we really have to pick and choose between redwoods and cannabis? Why can't we talk about both? Of course, the cannabis business is here to stay. In fact, it's one of the few industries that want to do business in Humboldt County. I have no problem with that, as cannabis manufacturing provides a lot of good-paying jobs. Great corporations sell stories and then present the facts. For years, Humboldt's Visitors Bureau would tell stories about Humboldt's history and redwood trees. Then, when potential tourists wanted to know more, the Bureau would present facts to help them visit. That's basic marketing, and it works. I'm concerned that if we give the ad funding to someone else that isn't adept at marketing, someone that wants to advertise but might not know how, I am concerned that we are going to bring disaster to our tourism trade by placing it in the hands of people that have their hearts in the right place but might not have the experience and relationships to do it right. With how fragile our economy is right now, this is a huge point to consider.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.